Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our program today features an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Bob Caslin, President of the University of South Carolina.
This university wants to become AAU eligible. Now, AAU, if you're not familiar with that, stands for the Association of American Universities. It's the premier elite association of 63 universities that technically you can say they're the best research universities in the nation. They have a set of a threshold of what standards are necessary to get there. We want to be able to be eligible to get there. I'm not sure we'll ever get an invitation, but that doesn't mean we can't at least make ourselves eligible. And the key thing we need to do is to increase our research federal grants by $50 million a year. And I think we can do that. I'm amazed at the research potential that exists. Let me walk you through some examples. The United States Army in the Department of Defense recently stood up a four-star command called the Army Futures Command. It has responsibility of all of the Army laboratories and all of the Army acquisition programs that translates to billions of dollars. Their deputy commander, a three-star general, is Jim Richardson, who coincidentally is a University of South Carolina graduate. So we had him down here for the Veterans Day football game. We made him our team captain. We laid the red carpet off for him. He loved being back, but he was also pretty smart. He brought his chief scientist with him, and she was with us pretty much all week. Her words, she was amazed at the facilities that we have here. She was amazed at the programs, the research programs that we have here at the University of South Carolina. So some of the feedback we received from their visit is that the Army Futures Command is considering making the University of South Carolina the center for power generation for the United States Army that would address power generation all the way from nuclear power to a battery, a lithium battery, and improve its capacity. That's got tremendous potential, and we're very excited about something like that. You know, just down the road in Aiken and across the river from Aiken is another Army installation called Fort Gordon. And if you're not aware, Fort Gordon really is the hub of cyber and cyber warfare and cyber research for the Department of Defense. There are three significant cyber commands at Fort Gordon. One is the command that does training and doctrine, and they also have a laboratory. And their students that go there for cyber training also are students who want to get bachelor's degrees if they don't have them, or master's degrees, and they're very interested in those programs. Right across the river from Fort Gordon is USC campus, the Aiken campus. And we're working right now to be able to get Aiken, USC Aiken, accessible to all of those programs so that they can have the educational programs for all those students that are going there to increase their educational enrollment. But what I'm really excited about is the research that the other two commands have, the NSA, which is the highly classified command. And as we were sitting down talking to them, they said, yeah, we do research. Matter of fact, we have partnerships now with about 8 or 10 universities. And as he was listing all the universities that the NSA Cyber Institution had relationships with, guess which one was missing? South Carolina. So I said, can you include us? They said, we'd love to. So we're going to start to develop that partnership in the research that they do and be one of the universities that they partner with. And then the third command is the Army Cyber Command, which is currently at Fort Meade, Maryland, which is moving in its entirety all the way down to Fort Gordon. And the Army Cyber Command, which does offensive and defensive cyber operations, also has research requirements. And then we talked to them about partnering with some of their research requirements, so this is something we're going to develop as well. If you talk about cyber in this corridor between here and Columbia to Aiken and across the border, there's some incredible potential. Three other cyber initiatives that are in the works right now is one with the South Carolina National Guard. The South Carolina National Guard has a cyber command, and they need a building to put their headquarters in. And they're working right now with the state to be able to get a building on the University of South Carolina Aiken campus. And that would be a $30 million building that they're trying to put in place. The command's already formed, they just need the building. And so we're assisting them and helping them and working with the state to be able to get that building constructed. And again, it would be right across the river from Fort Gordon, be right there in Aiken, and would be on the USC Aiken campus.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent University of South Carolina Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt came from Bob Caslin, president of the University of South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.